Thanks. I guess I'm not going to be announced because I think I'm supposed to be a surprise or something. But I personally am surprised. I thought this was going to be a very small dinner, and I was the only one playing. So I tend to be a bit on the reclusive side. So it's but the night is kind of filled with resonance. I'm glad to be here with James, and also the first gig I ever had after I made an album was opening in Pennsylvania for Cheech and Chong. So, but I'm glad to be here tonight for James. James to me was always, an authentic Southern voice. And I guess you grew up in Massachusetts, but you were born in Carolina. Am I right? The other way around? Thank God, that makes sense with my story here, because there was always something deeply Southern in James' voice. One night, we played in New York, and he sang "The River," and it was just did such a beautiful thing with it. And besides being an incredible songwriter and musician, he's also the star of one of my all-time favorite films, Two Lane Blacktop. So. Was that the only one? There was never another one? That was it? That's a good one, though. That was a good one to choose. If you haven't seen Two Lane Blacktop, see Two Lane Blacktop. He's fabulous. All right. This is Millwork.
Grandfather was a sailor. He blew in off the water. My father was a farmer, and I his only daughter. I took up with an old good mill working man from Massachusetts who dies from too much whiskey and leaves me these three faces. Millwork, it ain't easy. Millwork, it ain't hard. Millwork, it ain't nothing but a boring fucking job. I'm waiting on my daydream to take me through the morning and put me in my coffee break where I can eat my sandwich and remember. And it's me and my machine for the rest of the morning and the rest of the afternoon and the rest of my life. Now my mind begins to wander to the days back on the farm. I can see my daddy smiling. I can feel myself swinging on his arm. I hear my grandpa's stories of the storms out on Lake Erie, where vessels and cargoes and fortunes and the lives of young sailors were lost. Yeah, but it's me, it's my life's been wasted, and I have been the fool to let this manufacture use my body for a tool. I'll ride home in the evening, staring at my hands, swearing to my sorrow that a young girl ought to stand a better chance. Just as long as I am able, though I'll never meet the man
whose name is on the label. Still, it's me and